The Gemara Masechta Tamura, Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Dalad, teaches us the Isser of being Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola, mentioning Hashem's name in vain. Taisus Masechta Rosh Hashanah Daf Lam Gimel Amud Aleph, Divrei Hamaskel Ha, says that what our Gemara teaches us, that there's a laugh to be Moitzi Shem Shemaim Levatola, that's if somebody just mentions Hashem's name in vain. But if it was said as part of a bracha, even though certainly a bracha of Atola may not be recited, but the Isser to say bracha of Atola, says Taisus, is only an Isser Midrabonim. The Rambam takes a different approach. The Rambam's approach is that the Isser of Lysisa applies even by Brach Levatala. Kiveger in Shulchan Aruch Aruchayim, Simen Hei Sif Aleph, quotes the Sefer Chassidim, that if somebody is mentioning the Chassodim and the Toivis that a Kodesh Baruch Hu did for us, and in the course of thanking and praising Hashem, he mentions Hashem's name, he's not allowed to stop in the middle of a sentence, because Chas v'Shalom, he will have mentioned Hashem's name together without completing his sentence. So it seems from the Sefer Chassidim that you're allowed to mention Hashem's name in praise, even though, and that would not be considered bracha v'atola. So as we said before, and the Magen Avraham says this explicitly in Simen Resh Tes Vav, Sif Katan Vav, that there's a Machloikas Taisus that we quoted in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Tes Vav, and in Hilchos Shavuos Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes through Yud Aleph, that according to the Rambam, a bracha levatala is also an Issa Deraisa. The Mefarshim ask a question. According to the Rambam, that holds that mentioning a bracha levatala is an Issa Deraisa, so we know there's a fundamental question then. How did Chazal institute the entire concept of brachas? How was Dovra Melech, asks the Nishmas Odom, allowed to say in Tehillim, Kapitel Yotes, Kuf Yotes, Perk Yuf Yotes, Pasuk Yud Beis, Baruch Ata Hashem, Lamdeini Chukecha. Moreover, we know that the halacha is that if somebody has a suffix, if he made a bracha Rishayna, he doesn't repeat the bracha. But if he has a suffix, if he said Birchas Hamazon, he should bench over. And the reason the Rambam explains, because Birchas Hamazon is a Chiyuv Deraisa. So you have a Safik Deraisa L'chumra. Whereas the Bracha Rishayna is only a Chiyuv Midrabanan. And therefore, when you have a Safik Derabanan L'kula. But ask the Nishmas Adam that according to the Rambam, every time you say a bracha levatala, you're over an Issa Deraisa. So yes, you have a Safik Deraisa if you made a bracha. But on the same hand, if you're going to repeat the bracha, which you're not obligated to say, you're also going to be over a Deraisa. Deraisa, a bracha levatala. So even by Birchas Hamazon, the halacha ought to be that you should not say it over if you have a suffix. So the Nishmas Adam says the following. That when the Rambam says that there's a bracha levatala, if you've said a bracha levatala, you're over the raisa, that's only when you didn't say it benusach ha-bracha. But if you're saying it benusach ha-bracha, there the Rambam agrees that it wouldn't be an Issa Deraisa of Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatala. the Minchas Chinuch also takes that approach, but he differentiates. It says that the Rambam holds all brachos batolos are also the Raisa, but he again wants to suggest there's a difference between a bracha she'eino tzricha and a bracha levatola. But what we've learned here clearly, the first halacha, is that there's a difference between a bracha, which according to Tosfos, there is no iser of mitzvah shem shemayim levatola by a bracha levatola, versus any other time you mention Hashem's name levatola, which is clear in our Gemara, involves an Issa Deraisa. There are many questions when we discuss this halacha of Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo. How far does it go? The Chavis Yor, the Shalos HaTshuvos Chavis Yor, and Siman Tes Zayin, discusses a situation where somebody has a gold ring. And on that gold ring, there's the Shem Havaya, the Shem Hashem. May you wear such a ring. So the Chavis Yor says that this is based on a question, if the din of Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo is only when you articulate Shem Shemayim Levatolo, or is it applied even by ksiva? Because many times there's a klal of ksiva kediber. So he says that b'chol ha'tayr kula, the halacha is that ksiva is not considered kediber. The only place he says that maybe it's considered kediber is when it comes to Talmud Torah. That if you write the Rei Torah, it's like you articulated the Rei Torah. But he quotes a remark in Yoridei Siman Reish Ayin Vav Sif Yud Gimel, who has another concern, who says that you're not allowed to write the Shem Hashem when you're not writing a Sefer or Chumash, a Torah, because if you don't write it in the proper place, it could come to a bazillion that you have a ring with the Shem Hashem, who knows where that ring will end up. So says the Chassam Sofer, and Shalos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, Yoridei Siman Reish Chav Zayin, that the Isser Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo only applies the Dibur, not the Ksiva. But again, they all quote the remark that says it still need to be concerned that the Shem Hashem should not end up in a place where it's not respectful. Rav Moshe, however, in the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe Yoridei Chelek Beis Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, discusses if you have jewelry that has on it the Shem Shakai Shin Dal Yom, are you allowed to wear such a piece of jewelry? Are you allowed to sell or buy such a piece of jewelry? So he says that you should certainly not make or have such a piece of jewelry, even if you're going to be careful not to put that piece of jewelry in a place which is not respectful. He says, as our Gemara keeps on referring to the pasuk of as Hashem Elokecha Tir of Oisus Savoid, so just writing the Shem Hashem on a piece of jewelry is not respectful to the Shem Hashem and therefore should not be done. Another question that the Poskim discuss, is there an Isser of Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levatolo if you only were Maharer, you only thought the Shem Hashem? You didn't write it, you certainly didn't say it. So the Kaf HaChaim says that since we find in many Sidurim, the Sidurim Api Kabbalah, that suggests that during certain tefillas you should have kavana for certain shemos Hashem, that is a clear indication that hearer alone is not an issur. And there's a raya from our Gemara, because our Gemara, when it talks about the shvuah, refers to the pasuk that says levate besvasayim. And as the Shlah explains, the Shlah says that there's a tremendous power in speech. As the pasuk says, the pasuk that we learned this whole din from, the pasuk says, "Kilo yinak Hashem esa sheyisa shmoy l'shav." And therefore, it's talking about yisa, verbalizing the shem Hashem. If it's not being verbalized, it's not usher. Therefore, the Satmar Rebbe in a tshuva, in Charles Tshuva's Divrei Yoel Erechaim Simon Aleph, discusses if you're listening to a tape that keeps on repeating the Shem Hashem, is that usher? So he says that even though it's not technically usher, he brings opinions that hold that by hearer it's usher also. And his raya is that even though we just quoted the pasuk of Levate besvasayim, Levate besvasayim, he says, is a pasuk by shvuah, by swearing, by taking the oath. We're not talking about taking an oath here. We're talking about Shem Hashem. What the Satmar Rebbe doesn't address is that we just quoted the pasuk of Kilo Yisa, which is a pasuk about Shem Shemayim Levat Allah, and also speaks about a situation where you're speaking the Shem Hashem.